Arizona Appeals for November 1st, 2019. That rate is roll call, the city affairs floor.
Gaston?
Here.
Wilbur?
Here.
Eric?
Here.
Shipley? Gardner? Clark?
Here.
Weissman?
Here.
Do you have four?
Great, thank you. I'll start with item number one, communications. Acknowledging any communications from the board. Seeing none. Any disclosure of ex parte communications and our extensions for specific agenda items today? Seeing none. And any agenda items that will be deferred? None. I see on here item number two, we have the October 4th minutes, but I didn't see them included in the packet. Will you defer?
They are not in this packet, so they will be included in the November.
So for item number two, we will defer. And with that, we're ready to begin the public hearing. And move on to item number three, a variance from the rear yard building setback for a residential structure at 4800 Tempe Street.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Luke Mortensen, City County Planner. And as Mr. Gascon just noted, item number three tonight is a request to consider a variance from the rear yard building setback for a residential structure at 4800 Tempe Street. The applicant is seeking a variance to reduce the required 30-foot rear yard setback to 21 feet for proposed deck addition to the existing residence. The subject property was originally platted and recorded in 1993 as Block 3, Lot 28 in the Parkway West Addition. The existing residence, the Register of Deeds Records, was built in 1993. The residence came into existence under the 1966 zoning code and is subject to a 30-foot rear yard setback for the RS2 district. The existing deck was constructed partially within the required rear yard setback and has remained within the setback ever since. The deck came into existence legally for the rear yard exemption found in Section 20-1504 of the 1966 zoning code. Exemption C notes that in the RS1, RS2, and RMB districts, a principal building may be located no closer than 20 feet to the nearest property line opposite the front line, provided the rear yard area is no less than 30% of the total lot area. This exemption will not carry over to the land development code that was adopted in 2006. A 30-foot rear yard setback would not permit any deck structure deeper than 5 feet, as the existing residence sits 35 feet from the rear property line. The applicant is not looking to expand within the rear yard setback, rather he is looking to replace the existing deck within the same footprint. This variance will memorialize the current setbacks and footprint that came into existence legally under the previous zoning code. The proposed deck replacement will not encumber an existing platted utility easement along the rear property line, and a variance would not be required in this situation if the deck was lower than 30 inches. Staff does not believe the variance will adversely affect the rights of adjacent property owners or residents. Staff received one email comment from a member of the public. The email was supportive of the applicant's variance request. Staff believes it will not create any spillover effects, and it is not in opposition to the intent of the Land Development Code. In conclusion, staff recommends the board grant the variance to reduce the required rear yard setback from 30 feet to 21 feet for a residential structure at 4800 Tempe Street. And the applicant is here tonight for any questions, and I can stand for questions as well.
Any questions for staff? For the board? For that, we'd love to hear from the applicant. Any questions for the applicant? Break a record here. We could open it up for public comment. Is there anyone from the public that would like to comment on this particular project? I see none. I'll entertain a vote to close public comment.
So moved.
Second. Moving second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any discussion?
Pretty straightforward.
It's a classic case of an existing structure being allowed under the code it was built up here, and now current code we're just bringing it up. I might suggest that 5 feet is a little shallow, in my opinion, for decks and porches. it requests a reduction to 21 feet, but you never know when you rebuild something. If somebody wanted to make a motion, you might round that down to 20. Just an idea.
Well, then I would move that we approve the variance as the variance as requested and based on the staff's finding and approve it as is, except maybe reduce it to 20 feet.
Actually, because the legal was posted, you cannot increase the variance, but you could reduce the variance.
Okay. Thank you for
Roll down to 25 then. Just go to 21. Yeah, so we'll keep it at 21 and approve as requested.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Against? Motion carries. Thank you.
Sweet. Good job, guys.
Happy
night. You too.
That, we're ready to hear item number four.
Mr. Chair, before we take up item number four, sure, I'd like to let you and the board know that my property is within 400 feet of the applicant's property.
Okay.
I haven't been talked to by the applicants. I know they're my neighbors, but we really never talked that much or anything like that. Just I can see them from my house. I don't believe there's any conflict that I know of. I didn't plan to abstain from this, but I want to report to them.
Okay. Great. I see no reason for abstention here. In that case, thank you for bringing that up. So, item number four.
Okay, so item number four is actually pretty similar to item number three, so you'll forgive me a little bit. This seems a little repetitious, but item number four is a request to consider a variance from the rear yard building setback for a residential structure at 2331 Free State Lane. The applicant is seeking a variance to reduce the required 30-foot rear yard setback to 18 feet and 3 inches for a proposed deck addition to the existing residence. Subject property was originally platted and recorded in 1979 as Block 2, Lot 6 in the Springwood Heights addition. The existing residence, per registered deeds record, was built in 1996. The residence came into existence under the 1966 zoning code and was subject to a 30-foot rear yard setback for the RS2 district. The subject property's current owners were not the owners at the time of platting or construction. The existing deck was constructed within the rear yard setback and has remained within the setback ever since. The deck came into existence legally for the rear yard exemption found in Section 20-1504 of the 1966 zoning code. I'll just briefly touch on that exemption one more time. RS1, RS2, and RMD districts permitted that a principal building may be located no closer than 20 feet to the nearest property line opposite the front line, provided the rear yard area is no less than 30% of the total lot area. This exemption is not carried over to the current land development code and was adopted in 2006. A 30-foot rear yard setback would not permit any deck structure at this as this existing residence sits 30 feet from the rear property line currently. The subject property's depth of 100 feet is shallow compared to other lots within the Springwood Heights addition. Their depths range from 100 feet to 151 feet. If 100 feet was the minimum depth required for an RS2 lot under the 1966 zoning code. The subject property's relatively shallow depth means that 55% of the lot's total area is encumbered by the required front and rear yard setbacks. The size and placement of the existing residence within the building envelope are such that any deck addition would require a variance. The current owners are looking to replace the deck and expand it by 2 feet towards the rear property line. The expansion will allow for stairs from the elevated deck area to the ground. Currently, there's no direct exterior access from the main floor of the house to the ground. The proposed deck replacement will not encumber an existing filed utility easement along the rear property line. And like the previous variance request, this would not be required if the deck were lower than 30 inches. Staff does not believe the variance will adversely affect the rights of adjacent property owners or residents. It will not create any spillover effects, and it is not in opposition to the intent of the Land Development Code. The subject property falls within the Grover Barn Local Historic Environs. The Historic Resources Committee had no comment on the variance request at their October meeting. And planning staff also administratively approved a historic resources review for the building permit associated with this variance request. In conclusion, staff recommends the board grant the variance to reduce the required rear yard setback from 30 feet to 18 feet 3 inches for a residential structure of 2331 East State Lane. As always, I can stand for questions, and the property owners and applicant are here tonight.
Questions for staff? None of that, we'd like to hear from the owner.
We have no comment really at this time.
Great. Any questions for the owner? Okay. So we'll open a public comment. I see none. Motion to close public comment.
So moved.
Moved. Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? Slightly different, basically.
Yeah, just to the only question I had, this is a little bit off topic, but the I know every situation is unique, but the setbacks being increased by 2 feet, where would the city have a problem with it in a situation like this? Or is that impossible to say, unless you have something in front of you? Like if you have the 10 feet or 15 feet? Or
I don't have probably the answer you're looking for, but off the top of my head, we spoke to an applicant who didn't go forward with the process, but the deck, increasing the deck size would have been getting too close to a utility easement. I know our utilities department likes to have, I believe it's like 15 feet between an easement and a structure, and this would have been within like 3 or 4 feet. In that example, I think, you know, without going through a full review, I think we'd be more likely to not support.
Other instances where something like that might occur would be maybe a buffer yard is in play or some other contextual thing relating to size specifics that would make it an impact on other property owners. So.
Any other questions for staff? Further discussion people feel confident about? Uniqueness here. Entertain a motion.
I'll move that the accept staff's recommendation and grant variance to reduce the required rear yard setback from 30 feet to 18 feet, 3 inches for a proposed addition at 2331 Free State Lane.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Against? Motion carries. Thank you very much. With that, we'll move on to item number 5. Is there any other business to come before the board today?
Just a couple things. So, just to give you a look ahead at what's coming up in November. So far, we have not seen any potential BZA applications. However, there might be two signed board hearings that's going to come before you next. We also need to have you take a vote tonight on the 2019 calendar schedule. So if, I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at that. If there's any changes that you want to suggest or approve it as prepared by staff, we need to do that tonight as well.
Is everything on that calendar on Thursday?
It is.
And the July 11th date is moved because of 4th of July and because of May. And January 9th because of the 1st.
Oh, I see.
2029.
My only question is just having July 11th and August 1st, you know, 20 days apart. Is
that's a good question. I'm actually going to put Jeff on that one. I'm not sure.
I mean, obviously we know what he did.
Right.
It is a quick turnaround. It wouldn't necessarily put us in a bind on a staff position for that one. We didn't want to put you all in a bind where you have to come in out of the hallway.
Yeah.
We can turn an application around quick and 20 if we need to. It's not too problematic on our end.
It would affect the legal or anything like that when you're forcing those things.
Okay. I wouldn't be here. So let's see. Kind of have to come to conception with anybody else? January 9th, 2020. Are you looking? good. I got to entertain a motion to approve the calendar.
I move to approve as set forth by the planning staff the 2019 schedule.
Second. Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All abstained. One abstention.
And then I have one other miscellaneous note. We are still scheduled to do some training in December. They'll be staff training for general BDA type questions and policies. And we will have our attorney next week to also do the core training. They're going to be doing that for all the boards. So, and that will be in December.
So December 6th. That's the day, sorry, December. Not August. Whatever. December.
And I think that might happen.
That's what I'm
saying.
Anybody else want to chit chat? Or should we entertain a motion to close the meeting?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.